Coming up on this edition of Opinions Matter, three young people are being blamed for the death of a horse pulling a trap in the Cloverhill area of Dublin. But not everyone agrees that sulky racers were involved.
I didn't see any evidence of a sulky or a harness or anything being on it. I didn't see any. I just think it's people just blaming the sulky people all the time. I think it's just too easy to blame them.
That's all to come.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studios at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. There have been calls for a dedicated animal crime unit within the Gardaí after three horses died in separate incidents in the city this week. The animal charity My Lovely Horse says three upsetting cases have been reported to them in the last few days. For example, one was a horse attached to a carriage passed away in Smithfield on Monday. A loose horse was hit by a number of cars in Cabra. But the one that I want to focus on is three young people were seen running from the scene after a sulky being pulled by a pony rammed head on into a parked car in Clover Hill. Now, for any of you who have seen the photograph of this poor horse, so what happened was the horse was pulling a cart, a trap, or whatever you want to call it, a sulky, and obviously was going at such speed that it rammed into the back of a parked car and destroyed the back of the car, which would indicate the speed that the animal was travelling at, and the animal was left dead on the ground after smashing head-on into a parked car. For those of you who've seen the photographs of this, it is horrific. It is absolutely horrific. And what's really concerning is that three young people were riding this sulky. They legged it, left the horse there dead. And it's chronic. It really is. So we want to talk to you about this and find out what you think. Should there be a complete and utter ban on horse and traps on our roads? That's really the question that we're asking you. Should there be a complete and utter ban on horse and traps being run around the roads of Ireland, whether they're in races or not, just being run on main roads? Yesterday's incident is proof, if proof is needed, of how cruel this practice is, because the young people on the trap clearly couldn't control the horse, and it ran head on into a parked car. The parked car was destroyed, the rear end of the car was destroyed, and the animal dead. So should there be a complete and utter ban on horse and traps being run around Irish roads? Now, I know the argument, it's an age-old argument, is culture, it's part of their culture, it's been going on for generations, horses are more entitled to be on the roads than humans are, blah, 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 blah. We've heard it all before, but this incident yesterday shows just how dangerous it is. Our number is 085 825 2626. I would love to hear from you on this. Should there be a complete and utter ban on horses being ridden around our roads, basically, on any public road? Abby, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Abby?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Abby. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I think that there's bad seeds in every mix, and I don't think a sport like sulky racing should be banned because of a bad horse owner. I think the majority of them horses are so well looked after. I've been in a lot of yards and seen how well looked after these horses are. So again, I don't think over one incident it should be banned, and the same goes for horse racing as well. Those horses are so well looked after.
So, okay, let me, horse racing and this are maybe two separate conversations, or maybe not, actually, if you look at the amount of protests that were held at the Grand National. But let's focus on horses out on main roads being pulled or pulling a trap. You see it every day. I see it around where I live every single day. And your argument is that these horses are being very well cared for.
Yeah, they are. And I think there is a lot of unknowledgeable horse people that don't look after their horses well, but the majority do, and the horses enjoy what they do and they enjoy their job.
Okay, so what do you make of what we witnessed yesterday? A horse obviously being run at a fair speed. Well, actually, it was only a pony being run at a fair speed, at such a speed that it rammed into the back of a parked car and destroyed the car. So he must have been running very fast. And then the young fellas in the trap just legged it.
Yeah, I think that's just disgusting. And I do think that's very bad out. But again, over something like that happening, I think that's on the owners of the horse. You know, that doesn't just happen like that. The horse is obviously being pushed to go fast and lose control and run into the back of the car.
You're saying that an incident like this is a one-off, that the majority of people running horses around our roads, pulling traps and everything else, they're all responsible, are they? Every one of them?
Majority are, yes. Majority.
Do you do it yourself?
No, I don't do it myself.
Would you like to?
I would, yeah, but I don't have the facilities for a horse to be doing that.
I have to disagree, Abby. Every day when I'm driving home, I drive down past Clochrane there. And one of the roads leading to Clochrane, every second day there's a horse being pulled on a trap by lads. And one of the other days, it was last Friday actually, there was a horse being pulled along on the main road. That's a dangerous road, by the way. The Dunsink. No, it's not the Dunsink road. What's the road that goes up?
Is that near the roundabout?
Yeah.
I do see that as well. I do think that's very bad, and it does be so busy as well.
But these three big grown adults, fat pigs, or huge, big, fat blokes sitting on the back of the trap being pulled by this poor little horse who was in bits, and they didn't give a damn. It was disgusting. Disgusting to see, it really was.
Yeah, see, I see majority living in countryside, not like living near the city centre, near Coolock and that. Like, I would see a lot more kind of back roads at the airport, like that live more country roads that have like traps and sulkies. But I wouldn't agree with like the sulky going through the city centre and stuff like that.
Okay,
like,
but in rural North County Dublin, which is where I live and see it every day, you don't see any harm?
Well, trotting around is different to like racing it, like racing it on the main road. Like, majority of kind of carriage owners kind of just keep it at an easy pace and the horse looks relaxed and calm.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please.
By the way, my sources have told me, because I've been looking into this, my sources have been told me that that particular horse yesterday wasn't even chipped. So that's how much they loved that horse. Nobody can tell me that the owners of that horse, yes, they loved that horse. They didn't. They ran it into the ground, and when the poor thing hit off a parked car, they ran away like the sick animals that they are. That's all they are. They're absolute pigs that would do that, that would leave a horse with no... And I know you're saying this is the minority of people, Abby, who have sulkies. It's not, because these crashes are happening all the time. We spoke about this last year when they brought one of the roads at the back of the airport. Was it up by Garrastown? They brought it to a standstill because they were racing each other. The pastime my arse, I have to say, if they say it's their pastime and culture my arse. This is nothing to do with pastimes and culture. This is a sick... sick, sick thing that needs to be stamped out. And I don't know why the guards haven't got the balls to do it. Well, I do know why the guards don't have the balls to do it.
But it's not specifically illegal. That's the problem. We need legislation. Matty McGrath, one of our politicians, tried introducing legislation a couple of years ago and got no support.
This is very, very simple. Go on to a halting site, because a lot of the sulky racing is carried out by members of the travelling community. Go on to a halting
site. Not solely.
No, that's why I just said a lot. I didn't say every. I said a lot. Go on to a halting site, your average halting site. Check all the horses to see if they're chipped, and those horses that aren't chipped, take them away. How is that complicated?
085-825-2626. Rachel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, lad. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Rachel. You're annoyed over this. Why?
Yeah, I'm very annoyed. I contacted the show when I saw the picture, but I didn't hear the context. I didn't know that the horse had actually smashed into a parked car, and that makes it even more horrific, because I kind of agree a little bit with the lady earlier on who said maybe if it's down Country Lanes or, you know, out by St. Margaret's and it's not too busy, but places where cars are parked, what if that person had parked up, hadn't put the handbrake on, and they're in the car and there's a child in the back of the car? Like, we have to, everyone who's on the road, has to have tax and insurance. A vehicle, when you take medication or if you go to the hospital, they say you don't operate heavy machinery. When you're on the road in the car, it's it can be a death trap. So horses and buggies can be just as dangerous, especially when they're going through built-up estates. Like, I see them all the time. I saw a horse there yesterday pulling up into Tesco Express. You know, they shouldn't be on dual carriageways. They should be out in fields and really cared for a lot better.
Okay, so would you... Yeah, that's what I was about to say. A lot of people argue that a horse is more entitled to be on our public highways than cars are. They've been around longer than cars, is the argument.
They're around longer than cars, yeah, but if you look at Ireland 100 years ago, not every person owned a car. Now each family, there could be two or three car holders per family. So in 2023, we've more cars on the road than 100 years ago. So the travelling community might have to move with the times a little bit, except that culture and heritage is important, but there's a time, a place and a location. So we know, for example...
But where is that time? Where is that time and place and location? That's the question.
Well, it's not on the main roads. It's not in housing estates. It's in stables and it's in country lanes and it's not at 2 o'clock in the afternoon going down Old Finglas Road.
Okay, so we need to have stricter rules. You see, I'm just listening to the way you're describing it. I mean... Where I live in rural North County Dublin, you regularly see horse and traps running around the place. You could argue, but I mean, we're talking about main roads as well. They're just in the countryside.
Yes, but perhaps there's not a junction that they're coming up to and maybe five or six cars behind the horse that could be making the horse skittish.
Well, no. Only last week I saw a queue of cars behind a horse on one of the... I mean, you're talking an R road near where I live.
Well, then perhaps they shouldn't be on the road at all.
Well, there you go. That is the argument,
there
Abby.
You go.
Abby, they shouldn't be on the road at all. Just as it's as simple as that.
Well, I do think, like, the stables that are in town, they've been there a long time before cars were, and I've seen lots of horses happy out doing what they're doing. Like, I do think that incident that happened yesterday with the horse running into the back of the car, that's over a bad horse owner. If that was a responsible horse owner, something like that wouldn't have happened.
But how do we know that these incidents aren't happening all the time? It's only now with more camera phones and social media. We don't know this hasn't been happening 5, 10, 15, the last 30 years. We're just seeing it more now because we're sharing the information more.
But again, I'm saying something like that happened down to a bad horse owner. The horse was let go too fast, ran into the back of the car, and the owners ran off then. They weren't there. They left the pony there to die.
Okay, do me a favour, both of you. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note like Catherine did.
Hi guys, Catherine Woods here, animal activist. Absolutely appalling cruelty in this country at the moment. That poor horse, the sulky drivers should be thrown in jail. They should be jailed for life. There's no other option but to make an example of animal abusers. We need to change our laws in our abysmal country. Every rescue in the country is on its knees. These absolutely low-life scum are allowed to ride these horses into the ground and then, you know, just let them go and a car kills them. The poor driver of the car feels sorry for him. The people who witness this need to give descriptions. They need to go to the guards. They need to be arrested. And these little scumbags need to do life imprisonment. No other option for animal abuse except life imprisonment. We have the most abysmal laws in the world at the moment. Every rescue in the country is on its knees. Please, please, if you see this, report to the guards and demand to take action.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, just referring back to Catherine's message a moment ago, Catherine, that's the horse we're talking about from yesterday wasn't hit by a car. It hit the car. It rammed into a parked car on the side of the road. And that's what we're talking about. And we're asking, should there be a complete and utter ban on horses being driven on traps, pulling traps on public roads? Because a horse attached to, three young people were seen running from the scene after a sulky and a pony hit a parked car in Clover Hill in Dublin. If you've seen the photograph that was circulated very widely, it is horrific. The horse, which was only a pony, rammed into the back of a parked car. It wasn't hit by the car. And then the people who were in the trap legged it, basically. Now, I know there is a Garda investigation underway, But the reality of it is they're not going to catch anybody. They're just not going to catch anybody. Now, let me go to who's on this line. Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
How are you, lads?
Stephen, what's your reaction to this story? Should there be a ban on all horse and traps on public roads?
I don't think they'll be, and honestly, as that lady said earlier, the variety of horses are all well looked after. The trotting horses, even just the normal horses that people drive around in charts. There are, variety of them's all well looked after. There is an odd, obviously, bad owner that don't treat them well and stuff, but you get that with every sort of animal. You know what I mean? You get that with every sort of animal. But what happened to that horse the other day is disgraceful, but I personally don't think that even had anything to do with Sulky. That horse looked like it was tied up. So it did.
Well, that's certainly not what's being said. Now, I have heard that as well, that it had broken free. But according to the reports, three young people were seen running from the scene after the pony hit the parked car. Now, I don't know, because the trap, interestingly, wasn't there. So they legged it with the trap. They pulled the trap away. That's what I've heard. I don't know because I'm not investigating it. Regardless, the horse is dead. The horse rammed into the back of a car. That is without doubt.
I know that, yeah. It is. There's no justification for that at all. It is disgraceful horse ownership, and the way it was dealt with was brutal from whoever owned it. But
you obviously don't see a need to ban horse and traps from our roads.
No, and I do believe 90% of people would agree with me in saying, you go through Dublin city centre, all the horses and carriages and all, it's nice to see. People like to see it. People like to go on their tours up and down, whatever.
Okay, that's slightly different to lads just trotting around on the main roads with traffic piled up behind them just for a little joyride.
Well, it's the same as cyclists. Cyclists do it, and the traffic piles up behind them as well. It's just an interest someone has. And if you know anybody that has them horses, that the horses enjoy getting out. They love it. You know.
Well, Rachel, is that a good enough answer? The horses love it. They like getting out. And the majority of trap owners are responsible horse owners.
Any of the horses I've seen out in built-up housing estates don't really seem to enjoy. They seem really agitated. They're shaking their heads. Their shoulders are jiggling. They don't seem too happy for cars passing them over. And I saw one nearly go across a junction as well at the end of Old England Road. And I don't think that horse would have been very happy.
Do you not accept, Stephen, that there are certain places that horses should not be running on our roads?
Running on our roads, not particularly. If they're well enough looked after, well enough kept, as long as the horse is well enough done. As that one lady said there before, if they're well enough, obviously broken and different things, then there's no problem. There's horses there, as you see, can go anywhere. And they don't make a flicker out of them. Tractors, lorries, whatever, bypass them. And it doesn't faze them at all. There is some horses out there that just aren't suited to it, but by no means all of them are close to it. A variety of them are good.
What do you think happened in this incident yesterday?
I personally think, judging by the rope around the horse's neck and stuff, I think it was a horse broke loose and it was tied till that thing behind it was like a seesaw or a swing or something. It was tied to that. I think it broke off. It got onto the road and I think it galloped down the road.
And then ran headfirst into a car.
But had lorries and stuff passing it. Could have been badly spooked and ran into the car. Couldn't get stopped or something. I don't know. It's horrific. I don't really know, but I didn't see any evidence of a sulky or a harness or anything being on it. I didn't see any. And I was looking, I looked at the picture a few times and I can't see any evidence of a harness being on the horse or a sulky being on it. I just think it's people just blaming the sulky people all the time. I think it's just too easy to blame them.
What would you say to that, Rachel? It's too easy to blame sulky racers or sulky riders. Let's not call them all racers because they're not.
Why is it in a built-up area that had the opportunity to break free of its harness or to crash into cars? They're not. It's different as well with the horses in town. They're insured and stuff. You can't just have. Horses will do damage to people. Horses will obviously do damage to the car and do damage to itself. So there's probably gamblers going by there. I don't think that's appropriate. The horses should be in the same area as lots of vehicles. If it wasn't in that situation, it wouldn't have died. It wouldn't have crashed into a car.
Okay, stay there, both of you, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you want to get involved in this conversation. This is Helen.
I live in North County Dublin, and this is recurrence most days, especially during the summer. And last year we had teenagers on one of these sulkies, and they had a pony. They were hitting the pony with a pike. It was one of the really, really hot days. I pulled in, I went in front of them, pulled in and gave out to the young lads, and the abuse they gave me was unreal. The next day they threw stones at my car as I was passing by. It's just not good enough for these tow rags to be treating animals like this. And when people care, they abuse them. They should be fined or have licenses to do it. One way or another, it's illegal. They shouldn't be on roads.
All right, now let me go to Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Eddie, you're angry listening to this.
Oh, do you know what? Like, seeing that picture yesterday, it was harrowing. Honestly, heartbreaking. These people have no respect for the horse's welfare or for the safety of people on the roads. If I drive my car, I have to have training. I have to pass a test of tax and insurance. My car at any given time is controlled by me. It's never going to spook. It's never going to get afraid and fly across the road. Yeah, we have kids, teenagers, who go out on the main road, no rules of the road training, no nothing, with an animal that can spook at any given time, and guards think it's okay. They will literally just drive past them. Every horse, when it's born, should be microchipped, and that microchip should say who's the owner. So if something like yesterday happens, and someone runs away, well, we'll get them anyway. And in this day and age, there's absolutely no need to have a horse on the road. I mean, get a bicycle.
Okay, hang on for one second. It is a hobby that some people have, and you do see
Hello, shut up about hobbies. It's a hobby.
Okay, the argument was used a second ago.
Sorry,
hang on, just for one second.
Sorry, can I have a couple of things to say? Just Stephen, I was on the other line saying you very rarely hear about stories about abuse. You literally Google sulky racing and a load of stories will come up. Only last March, as in like 5 weeks ago, whatever, there was another horrific photograph of a horse that was part of a sulky race that ran over what you call those cattle grids, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
And its leg got stuck down. It was a horrible, horrible photograph. And I think that horse had to be put down, didn't it?
Adrian, if I get in a car without any tax insurance, without a driving licence, and I drive it, do you think that's okay?
These people are above the law. They're above the law.
What's the difference?
Exactly.
I'm going to ask both of you a question. What is the difference, because I believe they can be just as dangerous, between a cyclist...
Oh, well, we're not talking about...
A
cyclist hitting into your car isn't going to...
Because a cyclist is in control of his tool of transport. It's not going to sway. It's not going to get afraid of oncoming traffic. It's not going to panic. He's in control of that. Those kids are not in control of that horse at any given time, so they need some kind of training and some road awareness, and they don't have it. Obviously.
Okay, so you believe that these horse and traps should be banned off Irish roads, full stop?
Probably not full stop, but I'd say you should have to do some kind of road awareness test. Your horse should have to be microchipped, so if there is any accidents, it can be traced to you to make sure that you're looking after the welfare of the animal and stuff like that.
Okay, let me go back on that. That if you are on our public roads, you have to at least have done some sort of a theory test or something to verify that you even know the bloody rules of the road.
I don't know, maybe for younger ones, if you've brought it in for younger ones, I don't know. But in saying that, like, there's been people there, there's never been an issue all their lives, loads of people. And whenever it comes to, as you said, hobbies, you Google any hobby and you'll see horrific results of some source on any hobby at all. You'll see bad results happen in them all. Cyclists, mountain climbers, whatever they want to do themselves, you'll see horrific examples at some stage. You know what I mean? Like that, what happened the other day, I genuinely don't believe that was a sulky horse at all, you know, because you'd see the outline of the harness on him, and you'd also have seen kids running down the road with a sulky. I don't think that's what happened at all.
Well, as I said, certainly the reporting that I have read would suggest that three young people were seen running from the scene.
Adrian, that was a weak argument you gave there.
Well, that's your opinion.
A cyclist or a hiker. A cyclist or a hiker is in control of themselves. and themselves only. To compare it to someone that's in control of an animal is completely different.
How many cyclists do you hear getting knocked down every year? And how many cyclists do you hear running into the backs of cars? How many, like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that cyclist is in control of themselves. They're not cycling on a horse. They're in control of themselves and themselves only. And if they have an accident, that's their problem.
The people that's on a horse is in control of the horse. You know what I mean?
Well, obviously not. It keeps happening.
But obviously not then if a cyclist crashes into the back of a car. Obviously, they're not in control. You know, so it's not a strong argument you're coming up with either.
And you were saying it's all right training young people, but they're older, we shouldn't do it. So if someone doesn't have driving instructions and they're 14, we make them do a test, but if they're 40, they can just get in the car and go because they're older.
No, what I'm saying is there's people there that have been at horses all their life from either 40, 50 years of age, whatever, and they've been at horses all their lives. Trying to tell them to go and do a theory test to drive a horse would be very insulting. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't matter. If they want to keep doing it, they'll have to fall in line and they'll have to get their horses microchipped. Because there's probably lads that are on horses 40, 50 years and don't have the microchip.
All horses should be microchipped. I agree with that, yeah.
Okay, can I just go back, Stephen, to what you were saying about your you not believing that this was a pony pulling a sulky. According to Martina Kenny from My Lovely Horse, the charity, this is a direct quote from her. They literally ran into the back of the car. The poor horse collapsed and died instantly. Our volunteers was there very quickly. The horse was still warm. They had literally left bits of the sulky wrapped around him, and they were seen running with bits and pieces of the sulky between them. No compassion whatsoever for the horse. Now, I don't know who that volunteer was and what exactly they witnessed, but that would suggest that it wasn't a horse that escaped from somewhere.
I don't know, but that's hearsay as well, you know what I mean? They're trying to get sulky racing banned for years, and My Lovely Horse is strong trying to get it banned. And they'll even, if they can't come up with a reason what happened there, a lot of the times they're going to try pin it on someone, you know?
Okay, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note. This is Connor.
Well, lads, I love listening to the show over here in Melbourne, Australia. Getting to listen to live for once, which is great. Yeah, interesting old topic on the horse and traps and carts, and I think with how busy the roads are around Dublin these days, and anywhere really, with cars and buses, trams, bicycles, e-scooters, e-bikes, the works, I think it's just it's too dangerous now for the horse to be charging around the place, which just crashes being just too more become too frequent. If it is going to be something that is still going to be kind of kept alive, then maybe regulate it a bit, maybe be, need to have some sort of license and training on it. But yeah, it's a tough one, I guess, to regulate with the kind of people that, I guess, that are on the horse and carts. But anyway, love listening, lads, and best of luck to you.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
There's a huge reaction to what we're talking about, and that is sulky racing. Neil sent me this.
Adrian, Jeremy, you've often seen the guards travelling behind the sulkies in the cars. There's nothing they can do about it, because the guards are not going to go into a halting site. They'll be thrown right out unless they're going to go in. There's a good load of vans going to go in. Like, and another thing as well, what's the chip in the horse going to do? I don't know what that's going to do, because the guards are not going to go into a halting site, as I say, unless there's loads of them going to go in and get rid of the horse. I don't know, but it's not going to happen. They're not going to go into a
and let me read a message that's just come in. This is directed at you, Jeremy. Tell that big mouth Dixon to keep his mouth shut. Who is he calling fat pigs? We love our horses.
No, you don't.
They're better treated than humans. I dare him to open his mouth about it again. See how brave he is. I'll ram his car out of it if he doesn't.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
First of all, you're not going to shut me up. They told me to shut up, but you're not going to shut me up. Okay?
No. Who's telling you to shut up? Nobody ever told you to shut up.
So he did. He just threatened me.
Oh, keep his mouth shut. No. Okay, he's telling you to shut up. Don't shut up. No. Go.
They told me to shut up. I'm not going to shut up. I don't take back anything I said. For a start, the three lads on the back of the sulky there were fat pigs, and the poor horse was struggling. Put it this way, it would have answered them better to actually get off the trap and actually walk and lose some of the pounds on their bellies. But no, the three of them are being pulled around by the horse because they think it's part of it's their pastime and it's a bit of fun. No, I make no apologies for that. And here, don't come at me and try to shut me up with your idle threats. And what did he say? He'll ram my car.
Yeah, some shite like that.
Tell
that big mouth Dixon to keep it shut. We love our horses. They're better treated. I dare him to open his mouth about it again. See how brave he is. I'll ram his car out of it.
So they told me to shut up.
Yeah, he's telling me to shut up. Yeah.
Okay, so you love your horse that much, yeah, that you're willing to ram your horse.
But he didn't necessarily say he'd ram the horse.
Well, he said he'd ram the trap, didn't he?
He'd ram something into your car.
Yeah. Go first.
Now, this message is an interesting take, and I want to throw this back to Stephen. Stephen, this message just came in, and it says, so when they crash the sulky into cars, why do they run from the crash if they're so adamant that they're not doing anything wrong? They run so they're not prosecuted, and the poor car owner is left footing the bill and their insurance cover driven sky high. This is something that, okay, let's assume, Stephen, for now, that these were sulky race, or no, well, they were on a sulky, yeah? If they believe that it is their God-given right to trot around our roads, why would they run?
And honestly, I don't know. Accidents
happen.
I have seen clips on the internet and stuff of things happening and people getting off and running. I don't understand that, but that's a minority of them that does that. You know what I mean? Like, true, the horses should be chipped and stuff like that there, but there is some of them that do run. I don't understand it because there is insurance for the horse and car.
No, but you're not hearing Adrian's point. The point is, if I had a car crash today, Stephen, if I was involved in a car crash, regardless of whether or not it was my fault or not, I would not leave the scene. I would call the guards and get it all sorted out because...
Although if you weren't insured, you'd leg it.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Yeah,
and sorry, Stephen, say that again. It is possible to get insurance for a horse and trap.
Yeah, there is insurance for horse and traps. So there is.
I never knew that.
And
would many people
if
who
you
are...
crash into cars or anything like that there, that covers you if you... damage anything out in public roads. There is insurance for them, yeah?
I never knew that was the case. Would many people who are on our roads and horse and traps, would they have insurance?
A lot of them. Not all of them. That's probably why they're on, but a lot of them do, and it's only cheap. It's only like €100 for the year or something.
Oh, well, then that's something I never knew. You've just educated me. I'd be interested to know what percentage of people who are on our roads with horse and traps have insurance. But as you said, the guys yesterday clearly didn't have insurance or they wouldn't have run. They wouldn't have needed to run.
Like if they crashed into, just say it was, which I don't believe it is, but just say it was a young lad's on a sulky or something that crashed into the back of the car, they probably got freaked out and just ran. No insurance or nothing, but you can get insurance for a horse and trap, yeah.
Okay, you've just educated me in something I didn't know. Stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in Sandra's opinion on this.
Hi, lads. Sandra here. Unfortunately, I can't come on about the horses. You do see horses that are used for events. They're very well looked after. I'm not saying that domestic horses aren't, but every horse should be chipped, have a license, regular vet care. But basically the moral of the story is they should not be allowed on the roads, on the bypasses. They should not. Anyone who has a horse, they'll have to be chipped and have to be licensed and regular vets. And if they're not brought to their vets, the ISPCA or whoever they are should come and take the horses off them. Plain and simple.
All right, Sandra, thanks very much indeed. Now, Jane, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jane?
I'm good. Hiya.
Good, thanks, Jane. Well, what's your reaction to this conversation? Do you believe there should be a ban on horse and traps on Irish roads?
Yes, I do. I think that they should be banned. I think it's completely cruel to the horses. Back in 1900 splash, have horses pulling things because obviously we didn't have as many cars back then. Nowadays, there's no need for horses to be pulling carts. And when they're being pulled on carts, when the horses are pulling the carts, it's kids that's on them. It's not like it's doing structural work that it's having to carry things on the cart. It's just for kids to be playing on or to be racing. It's completely cruel.
Now, yesterday's incident, as we said, it's being investigated. But somehow a horse ran headfirst into the back of a car and hit it at such force and such speed that it died at the scene. Now, obviously, I've been listening to Stephen. Stephen doesn't believe that there were sulkies. It was a sulky being pulled along. But regardless, you don't believe our roads are any place for a horse.
They're not. They're not. I disagree with horses being on roads. Roads are for vehicles and motorbikes and buses. They're not made for kids going around on scooters, on the mobilised scooters, or for horses pulling carts. They're not made for that. And all it's doing is causing more and more traffic jams, either that or it's going to cause an accident, which happened yesterday. I live over in Newcastle and I listen to the radio show on my Spotify every single day and through my Facebook. And I've seen the photographs yesterday put on Facebook on Dublin Live on my phone. And it's absolutely shocking. Like, that poor animal is dead. Like, the vets apparently or something had to put the animal to sleep, or the horse died on impact. I don't know. But it's absolutely disgusting. It's inhumane to be making them horses pull carts for fun.
Okay, let me throw that straight back at you, Stephen. It is inhumane to be making horses pull a trap for fun.
Well, I don't think it's inhumane. Then it's in, people have been cruel to animals in for thousands of years, using horses for all that. Like, there's people there have motorbikes to go out. A lot of people use their horses for pleasure. It's not all she said.
There's a big difference in a motorbike with an engine and a horse pulling a cart for fun. There's a massive difference. And if you don't find that cruel of what happened to that horse, and don't disagree and think that horses should be allowed to pull the cart, then there's not a decent bone in your own body if you're going to agree with that. It's disgusting. That's like me sticking something on you and getting you to pull something.
What happened to that horse yesterday? No one agrees with that. It doesn't matter what you're into. No one agrees with that. That was disgraceful. And there is a lot of there's a lot of bits there that people don't agree with, but 99% of them are well cared for.
Okay, but her argument is that I mean, there is no actual purpose
on the road. There's no reason to have it on a road.
It's not like it's providing a service of pulling crates of Guinness like they used to back in the old days, because we didn't have motorised vehicles.
If it was on a farm and the horse is helping the farmer by putting bales of hay up on the thing, or even though he shouldn't because he's got a tractor for that, but if it was on a farm to do something like working to plough the fields or things like that, if your engine on your tractors and things like that went down, then okay, yeah, you know, because the horse is working. But for fun, just to pull it on a cart, it shouldn't be on a road, for one. Regardless whether it was
okay, Stephen, this is the fundamental question here. She's saying that they just shouldn't be on main roads. End of conversation. That's really your point, Jane. Yes.
Yeah, it is definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Stephen, respond to that. Horses should not be on the roads. End of.
Well, that's she's one of them people with that opinion. I'm not. I have horses. I trotted them in the roads. I don't do it all the time, but I have horses. I have trotted them in the roads.
We've had horses all our lives, and our horses have never been out on main roads, apart from if we were crossing them from one side of a field over onto another side that they had to cross the road. That's the only time. Other than that, there's no need for them horses to be on a road, because if you're out on a main road where there's cars and traffic, if an accident happens or anything like that, you're putting yourself, the horse, and everybody else in danger on that road as a road user. I mean, my hubby drives trucks for a living, and if he hit a deer in a truck, the damage it causes to the truck and the damage it causes to the rest of the road users by the impact and the mill up on the road off it, then imagine what the impact that horse hit that and the damage it's causing, plus the horse has lost its life. Just to say, yeah, we had a good crack out on a horse on the road today. It's disgusting.
But not everybody goes out on a horse and chart just to speed them up and down the roads.
So what would you, if you've got, you said you have horses, so what would you bring your horse? Give me a good legitimate reason why you would bring your horse on a cart out onto a main road where there's vehicles. Tell me why.
Because the same reason a person would go on a motorbike and cruise up and down the roads, because they enjoy it. It's nice and relaxing. It's enjoyable to go out on a horse and cart, if that's what you're into. And that's what some people are
on a main road where there's other cars, and you're going to put other people and family at risk, and your horse at risk.
If you're a cyclist, you're putting people in danger. If you're someone driving
a sports car. We're not on about cyclists. And the majority of roads have got bike lanes for cyclists. If that was the case, they'd have a horse lane for horse and cart.
They don't all have bike lanes. And
it's just not your thing and that's it, but it is for some people.
Can I ask you,
it's not that it's not my thing, it's just that it's the wrong thing to do. There's that many cars on the road nowadays that you shouldn't have the horses on the road. And there's a big difference in saying, well, it's the same reason why you'd get in your car or get on your motorbike to go out for a nice drive, yet to go for a drive. If I wanted to go out for a nice ride on my horse, I'd take it up across the field or up across the forest where it's not on a road for public.
Okay, so they just shouldn't be on roads full stop. Let me ask you, you said you live in Newcastle in England, I assume, yeah?
I'm from Dublin and I've lived over here for 9 years.
Okay, do you ever see this on the road? In northeast England?
No, you wouldn't, because it's not allowed. Because it's, for one, it's endangerment of the animal, and you would be done for it. I mean, for God's sake, you have to have a seatbelt in your car for your dogs, because it's classed as a living being in your car. So you wouldn't be allowed to have a horse on the road in England because you're endangering that animal plus road users.
Okay, so you've never seen a horse being pulling a trap in England at all?
In the 9 years that I'm living here, I've seen it once, and that was only up the country way on my way from Newcastle up to Scotland, but it was up the country way.
Jane, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast from Newcastle in England. Now, I want to squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is an anonymous messenger.
Hi, I just think a lot more needs to be done. I see a lot from where I am. I see foals tied up head to leg to break their spirit. I see them trotting on hard roads day in, day out. I see them falling over from exhaustion. I've seen horses, 10 of them, run onto a main road of a Sunday morning. Had a car being coming, people were killed. Education, intervention of Gardaí, intervention of animal welfare, I don't know. But it kind of needs regulation now, big time, for the animals' welfare, for people's safety.
All right, thank you very much indeed for your message. Let me squeeze in a couple more. This is Darren.
Well, lads, it is pure cruelty, even in the horse racing, whipping them and all, for human gain and for human pleasure, entertainment. Never mind racing them down a road. Absolute scumbags. And it's only in the rough parts of Dublin. You wouldn't see a sulky race going on now in Fox Rock or anywhere like that.
All right. I have to say, you see it in lots of parts of Dublin, especially rural parts of Dublin in the North County.
Oh,
you see it all over the place.
Sulkies go past my house regularly as well.
You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And that way, every time we upload a new podcast, it flashes up on your phone as if by magic. And it lets you know, oh, the lads have just put up a new podcast.
There you go. Adrian has just discovered push notifications.
No, but some people...
Five years after everybody else, some other people haven't. Yes.
Click subscribe, the bell icon, you'll get a notification. Thanks for listening to this latest edition of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.